bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
O Love, How Deep, by Dr. Carol Geisler, based on the hymn of the same title, number 544 in the Lutheran Service Book, for Sunday, August 23rd, 2020. O Love, how deep, how broad, how high, beyond all thought and fantasy, that God, the Son of God, should take our mortal form for mortal's sake. He sent no angel to our race of higher or of lower place, but wore the robe of human frame, and to this world himself he came. A beautiful sunrise, or the bright field of stars in the vastness of space, they display God's creative power, but so does the intricate beauty of a tiny flower. These created things, large and small, they reflect His majesty and His love, which are beyond measure. In the life of Abraham, God used the measureless beauty of His creation to reveal the equally boundless blessings of His love for the world. God challenged Abraham. He challenged him to count the stars and the grains of sand on the shore. That would be the number of Abraham's offspring. From among those countless descendants, Israel's Messiah, the Savior of the world, would be born. We needed a Savior. We needed a Savior because we are sinful, sinful beyond measure. We were trapped and overwhelmed by sin. We could not save ourselves. When we were lost in sin, the deep, broad, high love of God reached down to save us. But He sent no angel to set us free from sin. From Adam to Abraham and beyond, the family history of the Messiah is traced through the centuries, generation after generation, through captivity and exile, to Israel's return through years of foreign occupation, the Messiah's ancestry is preserved. God the Son, Israel's long-awaited Messiah and the Savior of the world, He came to earth, wearing the robe of human frame, the God whom heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain. He laid aside His majesty to be born among us. He was wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger in Bethlehem. No angel could deliver us from the curse of sin and death. Only Jesus, true God and true man, only He could take the world's sins onto Himself and carry them to the cross. Only God, in mortal form, could suffer and die for mortals' sake. His was a sacrifice beyond all thought and fantasy. By God's grace, through faith in our crucified and risen Lord, we have received forgiveness for our sins and the gift of eternal life. The cross and empty tomb have revealed the breadth and the length and the height and the depth of God's love in Christ Jesus. O love, how deep, how broad, how high! The immeasurable love of God in Christ is at work in our hearts and in our lives. Others see this, as we are moved by the Spirit to share that love in words of witness and acts of service in Jesus' name. The deep, broad, high love of God moved the Apostle Paul to words of praise. He said in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, he said, "Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Would you pray with me? Lord and Savior, by the power of the Holy Spirit, lead us to share Your immeasurable love with others. In Jesus' name, amen.